going to be a multimedia presentation, so bear with us if there's any issues. Do you hear me? Is it clear? Okay. All right. I'm really honored to be here today to be able to address you at this really special occasion, which is the launch of the Federated Music Collaborative of Canada. This is my second year in Canada, and I've been really privileged that this is my second year. I take part in the launch of something new, really. So we wish the Institute good luck, long health, and all that stuff. But in fact, to do this, I thought I would start with what I was referring to as a necrophilic test. That is, that quite it is perhaps I'm not supposed to start talking about death while we're bringing a new child into being. Yet, in times of crisis, as we say, sometimes the dead seems to be able to articulate in a more lucid way this question of the person and the individual, and provide our new point of reference to the living, provide context, substance, for reflection, and even anticipation. So we are here, for example, to reflect on questions regarding the future and vision. Yes, we need to consider a certain level of spirituality of the entire process. Indeed, as my good friends want to contrast for this, we need to bring the dead back and make them partners of the struggle. In that spirit, I would like to share with you the voices of three dead people. I have a context for what I was doing.
And the Mathematization that Professor Benito was talking about yesterday,
currency market in our economy. There is also, to a large extent, Americanization as well, and that has to be accounted for the country. So then one is founded to wonder the extent to which by contemporary discourses on crisis in relation to Africa differ in any meaningful fashion from those of colonial times, hence the need to play these excerpts, which were really at the liminal moment of transition from the colonial into the independent moment. If we remember, we know our history very well, we remember, for example, that the dialectic of lack and fulfillment was also at the heart of the colonial discourse. Lastly, so it was an existing, when we find it on the construction of Africa, as the ultimate state of finitude, articulated our ideas of godlessness, bringlessness, passionlessness, etc. And to this, of course, colonialism was supposed to provide religion and infrastructure and culture, etc., while concealing what all we all know, the real relations of production as well as what it was instituting. And therefore, it to a large extent underscores, in a way, the some of the findings, of course, of Foucault that argues that change in sort of historical change cannot be necessarily equated with epistemological change in that sense. The discourses of Christ, contemporary discourses of Christ, could be to some extent looked at as reconfiguration, if you will, in contemporary terms of the narrative that has been well-known which of course implies for us certainly our brings to mind the imperative necessity of vision again. For me, of course, when I think of vision, I think of foresight and anticipation. But in relation to my, to the field in which I work, of course, cinema to me is to a large extent the vision machine, if you will. The vision machine that is both able to show and to conceive, to reveal and to highlight. And we have huge debate within cinema about precisely the claim to transparency of the apparatus, which really has tends to a large extent, at least in its dominant American form, so to speak, tends to reify to a large extent the way the world is. Yet, we know that the vision is necessary to go if you will outside of this paradigm, especially as, in my opinion, what I would refer to as the duty to critique reality. So I do not, in other words, see vision as something utopian out there. Some would say, well, African unity did not happen, why do you have to listen to this? Yet it is, it still remains, if you will, a vision that has a purchase on reality today, if you will, so rather than as we see. And so, being a vision machine, therefore, it seems to me that cinema, therefore, should participate in this process of creating mechanical images, giving form to these visionary projects. This involves, of course, the de-routinization of certain ideas, such as this one, which, if you will, has been, if you will, monopolized by politicians if you will. And this is the need to a large degree to rescue this notion from the hands of the politician and sort of draw the implication, even the academic and epistemic implication of this for the creative process, for example. In that sense, I thought I would share with you a number of propositions, if you will, made by a number of African filmmakers in terms of what could be potentially forms of vision that the cinema could contribute to this general project, if you will, of the emancipation of the African continent. We know, of course, that very often, in context of crises, the arts are the final refuge, if you will, the place one refers to, in order to use chaos, the form of to the chaos of reality, allowing us not only to understand, but in fact to shape it. So I'll give you three examples of this age of cinema. The first one is a film that I'm going to show you of a director named Adriano. He's a film director from Mauritania, who in my mind has proposed what I would refer to a bit differently from Paris, but using really the same term, the virtual in African cinema. And that means not in terms of a sort of the virtual space of the internet, so to speak, but the virtual in terms of what is not, what is yet to be, if you will, what has not yet come into being, if you will. And so in the two cases that I'm going to show you, I guess we'll talk about it here, there is what I would refer to, again, in this sort of mode of return, if you will, to a form of vision, or an anterior vision, a sort of return to image there, if you will, who had laid out in his famous text notebook on a return to the native man, in Paris, I assume, or feeling like that, what could be considered a way in which people from the Caribbean and Africa, more generally, could take, if you will, their destiny into their own hands. And here, it works out well in terms of the way in which he sets up this sort of static camp, which is the second thing that I'm going to show you, and sort of recite the verses of images and sort of create, if you will, through the image, thought in our own mind. So I'm going to show you three, two, three. The film was commissioned as part of the number of, as part of the celebration of the millennium, so it was part of the series for the year 2005, so we gathered together a number of filmmakers. And he decided, instead of staying in Paris, where he is, to go back to Sokolo, his village, or the village of his father, and tell his film there as a very complete so this is not only about Africa, but about the world. Good evening, thank you.
Thank you.
that the work of man has just begun. In terms, I would like to relate it to, for example, ideas, for example, of development which are presented to us, if you will, as a human being has reached a finite stage of development, so will be others worse than to aspire or to tend to. Here, I think he may be really within the throne of Kotra, the process between the text and the throne, the intuition of the scholars, if you will, that there is a need for us to perhaps even throw away the notion of development altogether, because indeed no human culture, country, civilization has yet has reached a finite phase, if you will. In that sense, when, for example, we heard on the panel this morning, it's so bad. Yes and no. No, in the sense that the religion of Africa seems to be risen, it will be risen, with or without aid. I would even say without aid, without the presence of extras, without the presence of all the technophiles, technicians, etc., who in fact, in a way, to some extent, owe their position to this pathological discourse, if you will, that I was referring to. Maybe it's controversial. One more example that I want to give you is, of course, as we speak of this discourse of, if you will, unity as a way out of crisis, as a horizon, if you will, away from the discourse of crisis. There are, in fact, to some extent, for one, gives us an idea, an image of what an Africa that works looks like, if you will, for one. The title of the film is Africa Paradise.
Thank you. Thank you.